Okay, I'm Detective Almazan with the Ventura County Sheriff.
Okay.
And what is your name, sir? With paramedic with AMR,
yes.
And your
paramedic
address? Basically, I just want you to tell me, you know, how you were involved in this incident. I know you're a paramedic,
mm-hmm.
So you were one of the ones that responded with your partner.
Yes.
So tell me, take it from there.
We got responded from the station here in Fillmore, Station 91 here.
Mm-hmm.
We followed in the engine and the squad 91. Also, responding was another one of our CES coordinators right in front of us.
Okay.
Pulled up on scene. They were already putting up the caution tape. Our chief for Fillmore was already on scene,
yeah.
Who walked us into the scene. Seemed like there was one man down.
So you guys are driving the primary ambulance that
yes.
Eventually transported, okay. Let me just
Medic 422.
Yeah.
Primary ambulance dispatched.
422. And with partner, who's your partner? And that's the gentleman there?
Yes.
And now you arrived behind, you said, two other units?
Yes. Three other.
Three other.
Because the engine was on our...
That's the fire people?
From reading the notes as we were driving in and listening to the radio, the Fillmore chief got on scene first. The engine was out front. Behind the engine was squad 91. And behind the squad was one of our supervisors' vehicles. And behind them was us.
Okay.
So there was a lot of people on scene.
So when you arrive, you meet with Chief...
And he walks us into the scene. We bring in our gurney, our bag, and our monitor with all the equipment we need to run a basic ALS call.
Okay.
As we're walking down the long driveway, towards the back end of the driveway, about center of the driveway, close to the fence,
mm-hmm.
was, I believe there's two officers, one that was... And the squad medic on scene already, along with our supervisor.
Okay.
He was face down with a puddle of blood right around his head. Kind of looked like the patient might have been dragged because it looked like almost like a crescent moon shape right next to him.
Formed by what?
Blood.
Blood, okay.
Most of it being right around his head, and you can see the back of his head was drenched in blood.
Okay.
You could see he had some agonal respirations, and his hands were handcuffed behind him. As I was walking up, the other medic was currently having the handcuffs removed, so we could properly treat the patient.
Russell.
No, the other medic would have been is Peters on Squad 91.
Okay.
Who was the first medic on scene?
And he was having the deputy...
Remove the handcuffs.
Remove handcuffs. And you don't know who that deputy was.
No.
Okay, and then?
We started asking questions. We were informed that it was an officer-involved shooting, and that we, at that point, we requested what size so we could put it, give in our report to the hospital of the bullet. And we were informed, I believe, that it was a 45, but I'm not 100. We asked what normal standard issue was given, and they said 9mm or 45, so we just took both.
Okay.
Into our minds, or at least my mind.
Yeah. And then?
We saw that with the agonal respirations, we rolled the patient over just to make sure we didn't see any obvious brain matter. So policy states, because of his heart rate is being high, being a trauma that we and he had a pulse, agonal respirations, that we needed to work this guy up. Mm-hmm. Any other situation, we could. There's per policy, traumatic full arrest. If he didn't have a pulse, if he didn't have a blood,
but he did have pulse at the time. So
he did have a pulse. He was agonally breathing, which was very not enough to sustain life, but enough to keep oxygen mm-hmm. to the body. So we inserted an OPA.
Yeah,
and that's we started to
the medical aspect of it. So then you get him ready.
Uh huh.
To prepare him for transport to the hospital?
Yes.
And that's what you guys do?
Yes.
Okay. And then you take him, what hospital do you take him to?
We transported the patient all the way to VCMC, okay. Ventura County Medical Center. And upon arrival there, we transferred his care over to the medical staff.
Okay. At VCMC,
yes.
At Trauma Center. Okay. Is that his last or first name? It must be his last name.
Oh, what is his first name? I can't say with 100%
okay,
what his
fine.
First name is. I just I know a lot of the guys here by last name.
Yeah, I know that's what everybody in our profession, you guys do, call each other by the last name. Yeah, right now it's 1943 hours. Okay. Well.
And you just need the shoes.
Yeah, you don't have to take them off. You can leave them on.
I don't care about.
Yeah.
No,
just keep them on, and then we'll raise them, and then we're just gonna take a frontal shot, and then the bottom of the soles, and that's it.
No problem.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and stop recording. It is 30th of January 2013. Stop at 7:43 p.m.